Hello and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy. That's right, I'm back. Took some time off to add some things I gotta take care of, and now I'm back. Life stuff happens, and then I wanted to make sure that everything, because there's so many things that went on that I wanted to talk to you guys about. But I couldn't because I didn't have the time, and I apologize. But let's get down to it already. So if you've not heard, NXT is going through a rebrand and a refresh, and the NXT logo is not this black and gold, dark and dingy type of thing now. It is now the NXT colors are now like bright splotchy colors, almost like tie-dye. And I don't know, there's a thing right here that is supposed to be a promotion that shows us what the ring is supposed to look like. No, that's the come on, it's just the NXT logo. NXT logo, keep yourself true. Oh, it's the theme song. Okay, it's the theme song. Let's see here. More of the theme song. Okay, so it's just the theme song. The theme to new NXT Attitude is more of a rap vibe, and it's supposed to be more happier, more lighter and everything. And it seems that Triple H is no longer in charge of NXT. They say now, let's see here. I'm reading off of Wrestling Inc. WrestlingInc.com. It says, okay, so next Tuesday is WWE's NXT episode airing on the USA Network. The major rebrand, a revamp for the rebrand. Let's see here. It also is saying that it notes that by Fightful Select, the numerous wrestlers have been asked NXT higher-ups about what is being planned, but they were not they haven't been given even they haven't been given any answers. So the performers that are in this thing are don't even know what's going to happen. That doesn't seem very well. Oh, that doesn't. Yeah. Let's see here. Also on Fightful Select, there was before Adam Cole was going over to AEW, which by the way, hey, if you didn't see All Out, that was one of the best wrestling pay-per-views I've ever seen in my entire life. Yeah, that was insanity. Not only did you have CM Punk come back and wrestle, but then you had Adam Cole come in. He immediately joined the Elite, which was fantastic. And then Bryan Danielson, the American Dragon, came out at like the very end, and it was amazing. Then they had another. Then they both. Then Adam Cole came out again as the Elite introduced him. And he went right to Tony Schiavone because the whole storyline of Tony Schiavone and Britt Baker are close friends. He's actually dating Britt Baker, so that little creative storyline is that he's acting like the cocky jealous boyfriend type guy. So that's amazing. There's going to be more talks. I believe there's probably going to be more talks. And Adam Cole facing Bryan Danielson in AEW very soon because of what happened when Survivor Series 2019, when it was Adam Cole, the NXT champion, versus Daniel Bryan. So, well, boy, this is going to be fantastic. But before Adam Cole was going to leave for AEW, he was going to be a manager for Keith Lee. WWE's next big creative plans from Adam Cole was for Adam Cole to be Keith Lee's manager. Why, you ask? Keith Lee was supposed to turn heel, and that Adam Cole was going to be not wrestling. He wasn't going to be wrestling. He was going to just be a manager for Keith Lee, which means that Adam Cole was going up to the main roster, but as a manager, not as a wrestler. Which, okay, that makes no sense. Also, how his contract, he thought his contract was up next year or 6 months from now. Turns out his contract was up in 3 weeks. So, you know, it's nice to have him over in AEW. It's nice for him to be a part of the Elite. But also at the same time, that breaks up the party on Up, Up, Down, Down. Because not only is Adam Cole gone now, but Tyler Breeze is gone. So there's two people left. There's Austin Creed, and then there's Cesaro. And so they've already made it official that Uno is dead and is not going to continue with anyone new. Which, understandably, it's a good choice, I think, to the fans, but ultimately it's Austin Creed's choice. And anyway, I don't know where these yawns come from when I'm talking. I don't know where they come from. Because every time I'm just talking to regular people, I don't yawn. But when I start talking to you guys and getting into the stories and everything and try to bring my energy, I yawn. I don't know where it is. Anyways, so that's sad. So we lose the party. We lose Uno and the party, but we gain Adam Cole in AEW. So, I mean, small sacrifices, but still, that sucks. Because it's the reason why it's ending is because WWE doesn't want to play nice with others. So that's why that's happening. Yeah, but, I mean, with Cena, and then let's go back to CM Punk. CM Punk came out, and he wrestled Darby Allin, and it was fantastic. But what threw me off, and I think what threw a lot of people off, is he was wearing tights. Not his trunks. I mean, which is cool. You know what? Start fresh. Start with a new design. You're in a new company. New design. It's a smart move. It's a little weird at first, but I like it. I hope he stays with the tights because they look pretty cool. Second yawn. Let's see here. Oh, okay. Shang-Chi was amazing. I saw it in IMAX with some friends, and it was the coolest thing. And it was one of the great movies that the MCU has put out. It was fantastic. I mean, this showed me. I mean, it didn't show me. I knew this could happen, but I think it showed everyone else that diversity matters, and also, a lot of people are willing and wanting to see different races as leads in any type of movie, whether it be a superhero movie, whether it be a drama, a comedy, an action movie. You know, this was all three of them. This was a drama, a comedy, and an action movie, and it was fantastic. And I'm glad it's doing as well as it is, as it is. And I just want to see more diversity in other genres of movie, because that would be amazing, because then that shows me that people, executives and people in higher up positions in the movie business are actually finally listening. So It's a shame that Snake Eyes didn't do as well as Shang-Chi, because I would have loved Snake Eyes to do not to say that it's completely two different movie studios. You know, Shang-Chi is Marvel, and then I believe Snake Eyes was Lionsgate. I'm not sure, but it looked cool. Snake Eyes looked really cool. I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it, but from all the reviews, it just, I don't know. I don't know why. It looks really cool. I love the Snake Eyes. I love the Ninja Snake Eyes. I'm also a fan of Commando Snake Eyes with Timber and everything, but this movie just, the trailers showed it to be a really cool movie. Now, did it didn't do exactly what Shang-Chi wanted it to do, but you know, maybe I don't want to say maybe next time, but man, it was just, it's too bad for that. But let's talk about Cowboy Bebop and live action. So while back they showed pictures of the peep of you know of the main characters, and I thought they looked amazing. And I'm like, yo, this, I can't wait for this because it looks amazing. I would like to see a trailer. Then I saw them, what they did with Faye, and I was like, oh, cool. So they made Faye put actual, you know, she looks more comfortable and more like a badass and able to do more in this type in this outfit than the 90s anime outfit. And you know, I put my phone away and I moved on. And then 3 hours later, I looked back and Twitter was on fire because a bunch of fuckboy fanboys were like, yo, this isn't Faye. You know, you messed up her costume. Yeah, you know, she doesn't look, you know, all the things that you would think to hear on Twitter. And then she replied with some nice sarcasm back. And look, in the 90s, this was in the 90s, women were more sexualized. They were more, you know, even if they were like the secondary character, they were still more sexualized than the main character. It was also an anime, and it was also supposed to take place way, way into the future. And, you know, that's apparently what, you know, future clothes would look like. But we all know that nowadays, you know, and also it was an animated show. So the unrealistic clothing that Faye Valentine was wearing would never translate from anime to live action. Just like any other anime that is really good. Like My Hero, I don't know if they were to do a live action, I don't know how that would translate very well. As opposed to, like, let's say if Marvel did a live action My Hero Academia. I think they would knock that out of the park because they know how to make superheroes look cool. But I'm very glad that they've tweaked Faye Valentine's outfit to make it more functional and to make it seem, you know, like she's can actually be a badass woman in this show. So I'm excited. I hope you are. And it's dope. Can't wait. Let's see here. The zombie episode of What If was pretty tame, but also pretty cool. If you've read the Marvel Zombies comic book, you know that this episode was a lot tamer than comic book. Comic book really fucked up. I mean, really fucked up. So yeah, I'm glad the show What If didn't really do that. So, thank you. for not doing that. Let's see here. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum. Let's see here. Power Rangers Lost God just fixed their biggest mistake. Apparently, these are Power Rangers from the way, way past. Wait, let's see here. This article is off of CBR.com, and it reads, it's talking about how a long time ago the Rangers' hometown was Angel Grove. It was under Lord Zedd's control, and the heroes didn't stand a chance of saving their own. Luckily, they had the Bronze Guardians, or the Elders, on their side from Xenon. Oh, so these are Zordon's people. So these are Zordon's people that are a part of the Morphing Grid. Let's see here. A Xenon after having... Huh. Yeah, so they're a part of... They're a secret force. Let's see, members of the Serenity Force 4. And so they were more of... They were like the Power Rangers, but they were more of a special covert team. So, Power Rangers... The comic book universe of the Power Rangers are doing pretty great. Pretty great things. Like, they just... 2 years ago, did the Power Rangers and the Ninja Turtles, and then the toys went up for pre-order 5 weeks ago, sold out, and they're doing a whole bunch of things, and it's amazing. I'm very in the team of Boom Studios Power Rangers comic book universe, because it's a very wide range of storylines, and it's just very good for a fan that has been a fan of the Power Rangers for a very long time. So, if you want to find out more about the different universes in the Power Rangers universe, I highly suggest you go check out Boom Studios comics that have to do anything with Power Rangers. They're pretty dope. They are pretty. The stories are pretty great. So. All right, everybody and their mom on these small blogs are talking about how the Punisher is coming back, and here's how he'll do it in the MCU, and it's like, no, stop, we just stop, we need to let go. We'll see if John Bernthal and Kevin Feige want the Punisher to come back, then he's going to come back. But I don't know. I think we won't see the Punisher in the MCU for a while, because the last two seasons of the Punisher were fucking fantastic, but they're not necessarily a part of like the MCU scene. So we'll have to wait and see. When there will be, you know, real trailers and stuff like that when we know that the Punisher is actually coming back. So until now, there's gonna be a lot of blogs talking about the Punisher coming back, or here's how the Punisher will come back, stuff like that. So let's see here. I believe that freaking Sony's State of Play yesterday just is like just hit after hit after hit. Jeez. You're first getting a remake of Star Wars The Knights of the Old Republic. Insomniac is not only doing Spider-Man 2 that you can play as Miles and Peter facing what I think is Kraven the Hunter Venom, or it's just Kraven the Hunter and Venom. Fantastic. But then out of nowhere, this Wolverine trailer, Insomniac's making a single player Wolverine game. And I'm like, oh, that's amazing. I can't wait for that to come out. And then we got God of War, Ragnarok. It looks, again, fucking fantastic. All of these PlayStation games that are just coming out of the woodworks now look fucking fantastic, and I cannot wait to see if I can try to get another PS5 because I want to play Spider-Man 2, and then I also want to play the Wolverine game when it comes out. So, all right. I thank you for listening. I thank you for you being you. And I hope everyone is doing well. If you're in one of the disaster areas and you're in listening to this in your car or listening to this in a disaster relief center, know that things will eventually get better. I know, a lot of people have lost a lot of things in where the storms have hit. New York City has not ever experienced that kind of weather in well over 100 years. But I hope everyone is all right. I know that eventually everything will work itself out again, and then we'll be right back in the same spot next summer. So, but I hope everyone is staying safe, loving each other. If you are able to and have not yet, get vaccinated, so we can do some more stuff without masks and all this stuff. So again, thank you for listening. I hope you have a great weekend and see you all later.